Okay, I was mentioning this teshuva of Harav Sitz Eliezer, Harav Eliezer Waldenberg, who was the chief rabbi of Shaare Tzedek Hospital in Eretz Yisrael. He passed away a couple of years ago. So he was also asked this question regarding the fact that they take keta'e tefila, certain portions of the tefila, and they use non-Jewish songs and melodies and tunes, and they sing parts of tefillah using this type of melodies. So what is his opinion? So he says that in the introduction he writes, there is no shadow of a doubt. That means it's not even a question in my mind that such a thing is to'eva, is abomination. להלביש דברי קדושה במלבושים צועים כאלה שריח של זנות נודף מהם. He says that you are dressing דברי קדושה, the words of tefillah that are holy, with dresses that is ריח של זנות, with מלבושים צועים, with, you know, for lack of better words, say, clothing that is dirty to the extent that is ריח של זנות comes out of it. And then, at the end of the day, is v'tzev tamer yomar alehem, it is defilement. And la'achnisam b'mkomot kodesh shel batei kenesiyot mikdashei me'at, to bring them into miniature sanctuary, the woods, the tunes of the umot ha'olam, into the Jewish sanctuary. And he says, I want to tell you one important factor. There is a concept, lenagen bechodesh penima, begnigune agavim, to bring these love songs in and use them when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says it's a concept of pigul when it comes to korbanot. Velo yiratzei leitkabel lefanav itbarach bebechina shel chulin shenishchetu be'azara. It's a concept of if a person doesn't consecrate the animal when he brings it inside the Beit HaMikdash to Shechtit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chulin be'azara. It's automatically is pasul, the korban is pasul. So the fact that you bring this such a secular concepts and bring it and use the words of tefillah, so it causes that the tefillah should not be accepted as far as he is concerned. And he brings Harav Chatam Sofer to this and other poskim as well. So he says, Lachen, ha'ose v'chad ha'mesayeh alekach. Whoever does it and whoever helps them, whoever encourages such a thing, says that he is in the same category. He's a ma'aseh satan, he calls it, lefatod yireim ushelemim leshorer, to encourage and entice people who are yireim ushelemim, God-fearing, to do such a thing, to agree to such a thing, and ubakashot kodesh be nigune agavim. He says, "Keshehema keesh beni oret." He's like putting flax to fire, and it causes that tarat kavana, that the proper, pure kavana that is intended at the time of prayer, that a person should bring himself and bring others to in yanim of cheshek, desire and lust, and etc. So therefore, he says, and at the end of the day, he says, להחליף היכל ניגון דה קדושה והיכל ניגון דה סיטרא דה סמאלה, that you bring it the side, the left side, which is the side of the tum'ah, להוליך את התפילות והבקשות אל מחוץ למחנה כקדושים הפסולים. You take it outside of the Jewish מחנה, it becomes like a korban that is brought outside of the Beit HaMikdash, then the korban becomes pasul automatically again. Anyway, so he continues to use such languages that are very, very harsh, that he says that one in a thousand cannot be saved from the metziut. He says that metziut, the fact is, that in fact that cannot be denied, that through this, a person brings himself, as I mentioned to you, and brings others to inyaneh, cheshek, and ta'avut, Ta'avot Zarot, inside the Beit HaMikdash, inside the Beit HaKnesiyot, that people should have such improper thoughts should come to their mind. So therefore, the loss is a tremendous, tremendous loss. And he says as follows. He says, at the end of the day, the words of tefillah are words of prayers that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What gives it life? What gives it this ruach? What gives it this, the way we sing it? The way, the tune that is being used. So if the tune is the tune that are improper, he says that therefore it makes the whole thing pasul, as if to say. So therefore he has a very, very harsh language in the Sikkum. And let me just end with this. Zot HaTorah yotzed mi divarenu. Says, I want to tell you the conclusion. Ki hachnasat v'albashat shire tefila v'akashot v'batei kenesiyot. Benigune agavim. So again he says, it's as if Esh Zara Ashelotzi v'Hashem entered Machnisam el-Achudesh. You just as Nadav ve'Avihu, they brought Esh Zara, is a similar concept to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that he did not command. Esh HaSoref u'mechalet kol beserefat neshama ki amuchash lo yukchash. What can be felt cannot be denied. That it destroys everything that has to do with Kedusha. And if it does, again, bitul kavana, giru yetzerara, causes the person to be enticed, so then it automatically says, it causes setimat chalonot bashamayim, mima'al, shelo yikannes lefanav yitbarach tefilot ubachashot. It causes, as if to say, the gates of heavens to be closed for our tefilot, that the tefilot cannot enter there, העטופות בקליפות וסטרה אחרה, ותוכם כקליפתם נזרקות למצולות תהומות. He says, תוכם כקליפתם, just as the outer shell, which is the tomb, is going to be rejected, the inside of the shell is also going to have the same result. So therefore, at the end of the day, he is totally against it, and he says, nothing doing when it comes to this. And he says it's better whoever can do whatever it is. Leva'er. Negat sarat zu. Tavu alehem birkatu. Whoever can prevent those individuals who do use such goyish songs and tunes in the atmosphere of tefillah, in the concept of tefillot, he says whoever can stop it should be blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.